Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barbara Ford pregame show. This evening from the DeVos Fieldhouse, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman hosting Penn State Bernard in the first round of the NCAA Division III National Tournament. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's game with a record of 20-7. Hope was knocked off in the MIAA Tournament Championship game on Saturday afternoon by Calvin, 78-53. The Flying Dutchmen were led by senior Nate Van Arendock, who scored a team-high 10 points and pulled down a team-high 12 rebounds in the loss. Hope's opponent tonight is Penn State Barron. The Lions are led by head coach Dave Nyland, who is in his 20th year at the school. Penn State Barron enters today's game with a 23-4 record. The Lions defeated Hilbert in the AMCC Championship game last Saturday, 66-51. That got them a automatic berth into the NCAA tournament. They were led in the victory by junior guard Nick Delisio, who scored 18 points in the victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oma Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. The big dance is about to start for the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College as they're about to host the first round game here in the NCAA Division III National Tournament as they will take on Penn State Barron in the first round of this tournament. The first game of tonight's contest took place just finished minutes ago as Wheaton College was able to defeat Rose Hill 64-57. Wheaton advances into tomorrow evening's ball game. They will take on the winner of this ball game, and we're about to be joined by Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll let Ron take that away, and he can give an update of what's going on in Kenosha right now, Ron.
Well, we'll wait for that as Coach Dav is coming around the side and getting ready to sit down and put on the headset. So we'll have our talk with Coach before the ball game gets underway here, as we usually do. And if I give him the mic. Well, good afternoon, Coach. Or I guess it's good evening now. We've had one ball game in, and we got the second one ready to go. And I assume you're all ready. How about the ball club?
Well, I mean, that's a question I've been asked a lot this today, this week, and so forth. And I think it goes back to, you know, our performance last week, especially on Saturday. Are we ready? You know, I think so. But you never really know with young men. We were given a little bit of a reprieve by the governor and got into the tournament and obviously got a home draw, and it's about as good as we can expect. So, you know, the groundwork has been laid. We earned this opportunity throughout the whole season, and we've got to get back to playing as we were in January and February together and harder as a team to accomplish anything here tonight or into the tournament.
Well, when I started reading about this ball club a little bit, I you know, took out some names, and it sounded like I was reading about the Flying Dutchman out there. They got a guy in the post, averages about 10. They got a couple guards that score in double figures. They got a 6'7 guy on the offside. You know, it sounded very much like the Flying Dutchman.
I think there are some similarities. You know, Dilley also in Cornyn, they've got two really good guards, veteran guards, who can shoot it and go off the dribble. Skelly inside is a good matchup, I think, for VA and the rest of our guys. You know, we got to find. The tempo of the game should be quite a bit different. If we get to going up and down the floor and so forth, fast pace, that's what we want. They want to, like Rose Holman kind of in the first game here tonight, they want a slower pace. They want a lengthier possessions on offense, patient, run a lot of screening action, back cuts, backdoor cuts to the basket. They're very good at what we do. We're going to have to be very good on the defensive end.
Well, they're coming in with a reputation of being a very good defensive ball club.
Well, I think they are. Don't get me wrong. I think sometimes you get that reputation when you play a slower style, a slower pace in the game, because there are less possessions and there are going to be less points on the scoreboard maybe than other games. But we know we got a work cut out for us tonight. You know, any team gets into the tournament, and they've been in it several times. The coach at Island in his 20 years, they've had experience. Their coaching staff and the players last year, two out of the last 3 years, they've been in the tournament. So this isn't their first rodeo, so to speak.
Well, what are the matchups going to be today? Anything look like an interesting matchup to you?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, there's several good matchups here. Skelly against Van Arendonk in the post to start with. We're gonna probably switch man-to-man stuff 1-3 with numbers 3, 4, and 11. They're not real flashy, but they do a really good job of running their offense if you let them do that. So we got to get out and pressure them a little bit on the wings, deny, jump to the ball, but say talk to each other, so we don't get isolated out there one-on-one, which is what they want to accomplish on offense. And then for us, we need to get the ball down inside and figure out how they're going to try to defend us inside. We got to establish that early. And if we can get out and run, which only comes by playing good defense and being active on the glass, then that's to our advantage as well.
Well, we got the home ice, you might say. We're on the home court, and we got this crowd behind us. I looked at their attendance, and they're averaging about 390 people a ball game.
Well, it's probably an advantage again playing at home. So it's not a facility they're used to playing in, and I'm sure our crowd will get behind us. There's a lot of things going on in Holland with basketball tonight, as you know, with Holland High and Holland Christian, Zeeland West all playing for district championships. Dance marathons going on campus. It's a huge event for our students, a fundraiser. So we hope the fans that we can get them energized and into the ball game here tonight and take advantage of the fact being at home. But we've said it so many times, Ron, you and I, we look at the scoreboard. It says home visitor zero. Pretty sure that's the way it'll start the game tonight.
Yeah, no more second chances tonight.
That's right. And we have to play. I mean, there's a key thing for us. We have to play with that sense of urgency and determination. Loose balls, rebounds, something we've been pretty good at for a long time, have not been ours recently in games. And that's desire. That's heart. That's playing hard together for 40 minutes. One of these teams is going to accomplish that, and whoever does will go on to play Wheaton tomorrow night.
Looks like we may have a slight advantage off the bench because they play about 7 or 8 guys.
Well, as tradition has it, I hope we go deep on the bench, and hopefully that comes to our advantage. And we play through the media timeouts and other things, but you only get 5 guys out on the floor at a time, I believe, both teams, and it'll be some interesting matchups. I'm sure you'll describe them to the fans, and hopefully after the game we can talk about a Hope College victory.
Well, we'll talk about that one. Right now there's another ball game going on in Wisconsin, and the Lady Dutch are up 55-51. We're in just nicely into the second half in that ball game over at Carthage, where the Flying Dutch are taking on their opponent is Wisconsin Lutheran. So that ball game will wrap up probably before this one, and we'll keep you informed as to what's going on. Of course, you can always tune in to Greg Chandler over on WHTC as he's doing the call on that game this afternoon. Well, Adam's putting his headset back in as the clock ticks down. Both teams taking their warm-up shots, and we find it interesting a little bit with this ball club as they come out here. They've been watching the first game. Our kids have watched the first game for the most part between Wheaton and Rose Hallman, and they're all set to go. They know who they're going to go against if they win this one this evening, rather.
Oh, I'm sure they're not looking past this ball club.
No,
this Penn State Barron club is a very solid ball club. I believe this might be the first time that Hope College is playing them.
Yep.
And just because we haven't seen them before doesn't mean they're not a quality ball club. Dave Nyland is the leading person for victories, the leading coach in victories in Division III basketball right now, and quality head coach, quality program, and this is not a game they can look past, because if they do that, they're going to end up falling this evening, Ron.
Well, he's known for coaching defense out there, and he's been there for 20 years, so he's had these guys to work with, and they do something that Hope used to do and they'd like to get back to, and that is take a trip during the summertime. And this year they went out to Puerto Rico as a team to get team unity, and they feel that this brings this unity together. They play much better as a team if everybody's on the same page, and they try to do things like this and try to get everybody together.
Well, they've done a really nice job there defensively right now. They're ranked 5th in the nation, Ron, in allowing opponents points. So a very good defensive ball club, and there's a couple guys on this team that can score. And the Flying Dutchmen have their hands full this evening if they expect to advance tomorrow night to play Wheaton.
I mentioned that to Coach Dave, and his answer was, well, they will probably look good defensively because they slow their offense down, and they run very set plays and so forth, and as a result, they don't score a lot, and they keep you from scoring by keeping the ball. So you don't get as many shots, and it looks great, you know, statistically, because we held them down to 50 points or something. But you really, you know, both teams are in that category.
Well, you look at something on paper, and it's a lot different when you see it in person. So it's going to be a very interesting ball game, to say the least. We have never seen these guys before, so it'll be very interesting to see at the beginning of this game how things kind of materialize at the beginning.
Well, they've got a coach with a lot of experience. He's been there coaching 20 years, and so he's probably seen a lot. And this is their second consecutive year in the NCAA tournament.
Well, he has a winning program, and he knows how to win ball games. So it'll be a very interesting ball game all the way around. Let's send it back to the studio right now for a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse this evening where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are going to be taking on Penn State Barron in a first-round matchup in the NCAA tournament. The winner of tonight's ball game will take on Wheaton, who ended up defeating Rose Holman in the first game of this NCAA Division III National Tournament, 64-57. We have a heck of a ball game going on WHTC right now, our sister station, as Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch are looking to hold on to defeat Wisconsin Lutheran. With 26 seconds left in that ball game, Ron, the Flying Dutch are clinging to a 59-54 lead. Good ball game all the way around. Hannah Dole with 15 points and 9 rebounds, and Maura McAfee has 12 points and 3 rebounds for the Flying Dutch as Coach Moe's team trying to hold on for a victory in Kenosha, Wisconsin this evening.
Well, the Flying Dutch were behind most of the first half, and they caught up and went ahead slightly at halftime, and they've been able to kind of hold on to that lead. I didn't notice the score from time to time, but it looked like Hope kind of had a 2-3-point lead most of the time in the second half, and now build it up a little bit with free throws.
And it looks like Lutheran is sending the Flying Dutch to the line in order to try to get back into this ball game. Right now it's 59-54, 5-point lead. If you want to catch that game's on our sister station, 1450 WHTC, or at WHTC.com with the game streaming live. So you want to catch the tail end of that game before this one starts. So we have about another 5 or 6 minutes before this one's going to begin, Ron. So you want to catch the end of that ball game and then flip on over or go right ahead. We'll understand. Big ball game for both these teams this evening, the Flying Dutch and for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, Penn State Barrett ended up winning their conference. Their conference is Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference, the AMCC. Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference is the name of it. I went through the teams, and they weren't familiar to me at all out there as to the teams. I've seen some names in the tournament when I've looked at the tournament postings from year to year, but I don't remember Hope ever playing many, if any, of the teams in that conference.
Well, it's interesting. This is the first time these two teams have played, and it's what I find very interesting about that is Penn State Barron has a very nice record over the last decade under Dave Nyland, because you look at what they've done and over the tournament over the last few years. They have been in the tournament. I believe, though, that they are probably the reason we haven't seen them is because they've been in a different bracket and a different region, so they may have gotten bumped out of their region in order to come here this evening, Ron. That's the only thing I can think of.
The highest they've gone in the tournament was in 1999-2000. When they got to the Elite Eight down in Salem and lost that one 75-69. Last year they were bumped out in the first round by Worcester 62-44. So they were in last year back-to-back years for the Lions. And, well, they've bounced around a little bit since 2000. 2003 they were in, 2004, 2007, 2010, and 2012. That's where they were in the NCAA tournament.
Well, they have a nice pedigree of winning at this program, so this is going to be a very fun game for us to broadcast because this team matches up very well with the Flying Dutchman, so this should be a very close ball game because the Flying Dutchman and the Lions have the same kind of height. They kind of have the same kind of game going on, so it should be interesting. And we'd like to welcome any of you that have been listening to the Flying Dutch taking on Wisconsin Lutheran. That game has gone final. The Flying Dutch hold on to win 60-54 of Wisconsin Lutheran and advance into tomorrow's to tomorrow's ball game in order to get into the Sweet 16. Let's pause for the national anthem.
Please welcome Hope College's own Mr. Ron Redcliffe.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ball game just about ready to start, and we're about to get the starting lineups. And for the starting lineups, let's send it over to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And taking a look at this Penn State ball club, the Lions. And at the guards, they're starting Nick DeLizio, a 6-foot junior from Apoquipa, Pennsylvania. He's averaging 13 points a ball game. The other guard, Casey Courtney, a 5-foot-4 senior out of Sewickley, Pennsylvania. The center, Shane Skelly, a 6'9" senior from Westlake, Ohio. He's averaging 11 points a ball game. At the third guard, they run three guards, two forwards. The third guard, Keith Wallace, a 6-foot junior out of Erie, Pennsylvania. And the other forward, a 6'6" sophomore, Mike Knoll, out of Erie, Pennsylvania. The Lions are coached by Dave Nyland in his 20th season. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, they're going with their usual lineup. At the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3", 200-pound senior from Holland, West Ottawa, averaging 4.1 points a game. The other forward, Cody Stivey, a 6'7", 185-pound freshman from Hudsonville, at 4.9 points a game. The center, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10", 255-pound senior from Grand Haven, averaging 10.2 points. And at the guard, Ben Gardner, a 6-foot, 165-pound sophomore out of Carmel, Indiana, at 12.2 points a game. And the final guard, Alex Edson, a 6'2", 190-pound sophomore from Grand Haven, averaging 13.1 points a game. The Flying Dutchman, coached by Matt Neal, in his fourth season. This is his third NCAA appearance as since he's been coach. And the ball club huddling up over in front of the Duke crew across the way. The Vicksburg band makes some noise at the end of the right side here on the west side. as we have the Vicksburg band coming back. I think that was by special invitation. They did such a nice job a couple of weeks ago that they invited them back for the NCAA tournament.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. As both teams head back to the center of the court, the Flying Dutchman in their home white uniforms with the orange trim and the orange numerals outlined in navy blue, and Penn State Baron in their navy blue uniforms with red and white trim, white numerals with red outline. And we're about to get the start of this ball game. And for the call, the play-by-play, let's send it over to the play-by-play man, Ron Weatherby.
All set for the tip-off. We're underway. Tip up in the air, controlled by the Flying Dutchman. Gardner with the basketball, right side, to Stivey into the wing. Edson makes his move, gives it to Gardner in the corner, and he'll take it up on top. Back to Edson, underneath of an Aaron Dock. He looks across the court, tries to make a move in the middle, finally does get it up, and gets it in. Good move underneath by Van Arendonk to start this one. Flying Dutchman ahead, 2-0. On the right wing as they start their weave. And they'll weave, according to Coach Dab, underneath, trying to get a man open. Scully with a hook shot, no good. And rebound Van Arendonk. Here come the Flying Dutchman. Edson, right wing, across to Van Arendonk, who's up high. Gives it to Neal, who actually becomes a point guard. Picks it, alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk about 8 foot away into Skivey. Stivey right side, Neal. His jumper's good. So Grant Neal with a bucket makes it 4-0 Flying Dutchman. Delizio with the basketball. He's a point guard to Skelly. Skelly on the weave out there, gives it to Wallace. Back out in front they go. Around the horn and finally back up on top. And they work the clock down. Delizio at the point, works against Grant Neal, takes him down low baseline, underhand scoop shot is good. 4-2 Flying Dutchman. We're just underway here at the DeVos. Gardner way outside for the Flying Dutchman, takes it around to the left wing, gives it to Grant Neal, looks underneath Stivey. Stivey double team, ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Tried to go low and a double low post that time to Stivey. Edson gets it into Gardner, across to Stivey on the outside, back to Edson. Gardner alley-oops it in the middle of an Arendonk. He puts the ball low and that's grabbed. You have a guy 5'4" when he brought it down out there, and he took it away from Van Arendonk enough so that he got the jump ball call, and the ball is going to go over to the Lions. 4-2, Hope of the lead. Lions with the basketball. Out front, Scully. Left wing, Wallace. Wallace has it tipped away by Edson over to the Duke crew. A touch last by the Lions, and Hope's going to have it. To Gardner along the right edge. As he crosses the timeline, man-to-man defense by both ball clubs. Gardner fires it hard to Van Arendonk, can't handle it. Wallace spits it up, 2-on-1. Down the hind, shot good as Kroll got the result of the fast break, and we're tied at 4. Gardner wants play number 4 for the Flying Dutchman. To Edson at the right wing, gets a screen from Van Arendonk, goes to the baseline, looks, and the ball was stolen by Wallace. Wallace on the breakaway. Neal follows him in, puts a hand up, and looks like he blocked the shot. No foul called. So I would guess that it's going to go to Penn State Barrett underneath their own basket. Inbound it. They go on the outside. Delizio. Delizio against Gardner. Gets it up high to their big man, Skelly. Over to right wing. Ooh, good move on the outside, but Gardner reached around and picked up the foul. First foul of the ball game goes against Ben Gardner.
Delizio with a quick move to the basket. Gardner just couldn't guard him. and had to foul him.
He's 6 foot. It's a good matchup between the two. As he works his way around, goes to the left side to Courtney. His shot from the corner, way over the mark. Stivey batted it over to Van Arendonk, picked up by Gardner. Gardner hustles it up, gets it to Hanson. Back out in front to Stivey. Stivey over at the left wing to Hanson, underneath Gardner. Gardner with his back to the basket, spins, shot over the bucket, rebound, comes down to Canall. Back to Corneen. Out in front at the point. Tries to work his way around, back to Wallace. Wallace drives baseline, puts up the shot, got it. Nice move on the baseline, had it in his left hand, switched over to the right and put it up and in. And the Lions take a 2-point lead, their first of the ball game. 16 minutes left in this first half. Gardner goes to the left wing, out at the point to Neal, underneath Van Arendonk. Ball tipped out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Hope. Coming in is Zane Hackett. He's 6'7". And we have our first media timeout as the Lions from Penn State Renard leading by a score of 6-4.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, there's people in the that are wondering about other action that's going on around the nation. Well, the only other MIAA team to make it into the tournament for the men is Calvin College. They are down in St. Louis right now, Washington St. Louis hosting their tournament games. And Calvin at this time is playing Wittenberg, and they have a 54-34 lead with 6:17 left in that ball game, Ron. Calvin is being led by Tyler Cruz, who has 17 points and 5 rebounds. Tyler Cruz was the MIAA Player of the Year, and he's having another fine ball game this evening, and it looks like Calvin will advance into tomorrow evening's second-round ball game.
That's at what point do we...
That's at 6:17 mark of the second half. So it's 55-34 now, Calvin over Wittenberg down in Washington of St. Louis.
Well, Calvin seems to be peaking at the right time as they struggled somewhat throughout the season, but they came up big in the MIAA tournament against the Flying Dutchman after having lost to him twice, and now they've got themselves on a roll out here, so they could go ways.
And that was a must-win for them because there a lot of people were saying that if they hadn't won that game against Hope in the MIAA championship, they were not going to make it into the national tournament. And they won their game, and now it looks like they're going to advance into the second round.
So the Flying Dutchman will inbound the ball underneath their own basket as Grant Neal will set it up. Slaps the ball, looks around, and has to go way up on top to Gardner in the backcourt. 6-4, Lions with a lead. Stivey, right wing, goes way cross-court to the corner. Hanson back out front at the point to Gardner. Gardner back, ball knocked away, tipped out there, picked up by Wallace. Hustles it down, but Taz is behind the trailing guard out there. Delizio was kind of trailing along the left wing, and Wallace tried to get it to him, but threw a little bit behind him. He couldn't get it. So the Flying Dutchman will get the basketball. Neal in the right wing. Back out to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. Edson breaks open on the top of the key. Works his way down the paint. Gives it to Stivey for three. Yes! Cody Stivey with a big triple. 7-6. Hope for the lead. 15-10 left in the first half. Wallace with the basketball. Delizio underneath. Working underneath is Hackett. Kicks it back out in front to Corneen. On the move out there, Corneen back to Hackett. Give it to Wallace. Wallace into the paint. Gardner picks him up. 7 on the shot clock. Little fake and blocked by Edson. Now a shot away. Kind of a bad shot out there. Good defense on the part of Edson. Rebound comes to Grant Neal. Gardner walks it back up for the Flying Dutchman. To Stivey. Stivey goes baseline, gives it back to Neal. Out front Gardner around to Edson. Edson has not been open for a shot yet tonight. He has the basketball now. Works the right wing, leaves it for Gardner. Gardner into the paint, puts a shot up, rolls around, no good. But Aaron Dock tips it in. 9-6, Hope on top. We're at the 14-minute mark of the first half. Galizio over to Wallace. Wallace on the weave. Looks, he doesn't give it to Hackett. Gives it to Cornyn. Around the outside edge, back to Wallace. Wallace all the way around the edge, runs into Edson, and a blocking foul. I think it's going to go against Edson. Wallace is quick out there. He has more speed, I think, than any of the ball players that the Hope has. Pulliam comes into the ball game.
McMahon and Benson both check in for the Flying Dutchman.
Davick also in the for the Lions. On the weave, Wallace at the point. Goes left side, underneath. Nice shot. They worked it underneath and got it down to Hackett. He had an easy two. 9-8, Hope up by one. Gardner into Benson, underneath the Neal. Back to Benson. His shot blocked. I think he was fouled underneath. Could go against Hackett. No. 22, says the official, and that's going to be Wes Davick.
Nice move by Brock Benson, cutting to the basket, and Neal finding him right underneath, and Brock was fouled and could have gone against a couple different guys.
And Benson makes the first one. In come Byers and Otto.
Gardner, the only a remaining member of the starting lineup that's still in the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. The rest are all reserves.
Benson's second one off the back of the iron. Ball tipped around. Picked up by Pullum. He takes it into the front court. Leaves it outside. And, ooh, that's DeLazio with a nice two-pointer. 11-10. And a foul on the outside. And I think it's going to go against Caleb. Setting a screen out there and moved into the man, and the official standing right there called it. Got to remember, you're in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to be calling things probably closer than what you've had them called a lot of ball games. At the left wing to Wallace. Gets it out front to Pulliam. Underneath they go. Shot underneath is good by Hackett. Hackett 6'7 out of Brookville, PA, and he's working down low. Otto with the basketball, 13-10. The Lions in the lead. Otto harassed by Wallace. Gets away, gets it to Byers, underneath Benson. Benson makes a move, has the ball tripped. Gardner picks it up, puts it up and in, and a foul.
Right place, right time by Ben Gardner.
Benson was working hard to keep control of that basketball, and finally it got away from him. Gardner right there picked it up, put up the shot, and was fouled. 13-12, Hope trails by one. Gardner with a chance to tie. And this one rolls off the edge. 12-20 left. On the outside are the Lions. Hackett hands it off to Lazio. Baseline. Kicks it back into the middle. To Davik. Out to Wallace. Wallace to Lazio. 10 on the shot clock. To Lazio. Starts his move for the basket. Shot is blocked by Benson. Benson stayed in the middle in the paint and went down with him. And he got the shot up and Benson just rejected it. So timeout on the court. This is media timeout. Remember, we have four media timeouts in the first half, five in the second half. That'll be added to five timeouts that the coaches have as well.
Now, this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Looking at this early going, we're almost halfway through the first half, and we can understand why Penn State Barron is so regarded for their defense, Ron. They are doing a very nice job at cutting down the lanes and forcing turnovers. They've already forced five Hope College turnovers in this first half, and the Flying Dutchmen have only taken, been held to 7 shots.
Well, they're having trouble getting, they would like to have the ball in Edson's hand a little bit more, but he's not been allowed a shot, I don't believe, in this half thus far.
He has not taken a shot yet, but the strange thing is, you look at the statistics for the Flying Dutchman right now, they're 5-for-7 from the field. They've made 71% of their shots, but they're just not getting the shots off because they cannot find an open shot, and they start forcing the ball, and then they turn it over, so... This is a very disciplined Penn State ball club.
And the Lions have taken how many shots?
They have taken 11. So they're 6-for-11 from the field. So they have taken 4 more shots than the Flying Dutchman. So a very evenly played ball game so far. And it shows by the score, Ron, with the Penn State Baron up 13-12 here with 11:53 left in the ball game.
I think this Lion ball club is a little bit quicker than the Flying Dutchman. They'll set it up underneath their own basket. And they flip the ball up on top to DeLazio. He works against Carlson. Shot taken, no good. Carlson with a rebound for the Flying Dutchman. 3-on-2. McMahon got it! 2-pointer.
2.
He was from the right edge over there, but not far enough for a 3. 14-13. Hope up by 1. Pulliam with the basketball. For the Lions, works his way back and forth against Carlson, hands it to Wallace. Wallace at the point now. They take their time, DeLazio. Little bounce pass up high to Hackett. From the left wing, shot for 3, no good by Pulliam. Rebound underneath by the Flying Dutchman. Underneath to Benson, and reaching over the shoulder is Hackett. To knock it away and pick up a foul.
Shane Skelly checking back into the game for Hackett, who just picked up his first foul.
And Cornine. Pass to Benson to inbound it. Back to Carlson at the point. Carlson works his way to the right wing. Gives it up to Caleb. And they're a little pushing underneath.
Think it's Skelly's going to pick it up?
Yep. Some of those you have to wait and see because the two big guys push against each other a lot. And you have to kind of wait to see which way the officials saw it. So Hope's going to have it underneath their own basket. Otto will inbound it. Gets it in the corner. McMahon, his shot misses. And ball gets away from Otto in the corner. Couldn't hold it. Chase that rebound down in the far corner on the right side, but couldn't quite get there. So the ball's going over to the Lions. On the outside, Pulliam. Gives it in to Scully in the middle. Scully on the outside hands it off to DeLazio, and DeLazio picks up a triple. 16-14. Lions with the lead. Otto back to McMahon. Thought about the 3. Had a shot. Didn't take it. Underneath the Byers. Reverse layup is good. Cornine over to Pulliam. And foul away from the basket.
They're going to get Brock Benson.
Yeah, the big guys are pushing. They got the Skelly at the other end, and now they turn her Hackett, I think it was, on the other end then.
No, it was Skelly.
Benson returned the favor on this end by pushing him. So the inbound pass comes to Pulliam. Carlson one-on-one. Pulliam takes him to the hoop. Rebound, Skelly back up and in. 18-16. Lions with the lead. Benson to Otto. Otto goes to the point for the Flying Dutchman on the right wing to McMahon. Underneath Benson. Benson backs in and tries to force it to Otto. The ball batted away. Picked up by Wallace to Pulliam. He can't hold it. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll go to the Flying Dutchman.
Entering the lineup for the Lions, number 23.
Benarendok checking back into the ballgame for Brock Benson. I won't be surprised to see Zane Hackett probably check back into the ballgame here shortly for Penn State Barron, because I think I believe he matches up against Benarendok better than Skelly.
Well, they're going with their other big man out there, Chris Dudzinski, who's 6'7", they just put in the ballgame as well. Underneath Benarendok, his shot misses, but he's fouled. And I think Scully's going to pick that one up. Yep. And Hackett will come back in for him.
That is his second.
Hackett's a little heavier than what Scully is, and seems to, you know, be a better matchup with Benarendok because of his size.
Well, I think Skelly's just a couple, maybe an inch or so taller than Hackett, a couple inches taller.
Yeah.
He's 2 inches taller, but Hackett's a little bit thicker, and I think he matches up better than with Benarendok's size with his bulk.
Benarendok with a chance to tie. Does. Well, they put both of them up there, so it's 19-18. Scorekeeper confuses us sometimes, because if somebody is shooting two shots, they won't put the first one up until after they shoot the second one, and then they put both of them up.
Well, it's six now for Benarendok.
Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Delazio with a basketball will take it up. Didn't have much problem with the pressure. Carlson on the defense. Outside they go to Cadal. Carnine. Left wing to Delazio. Underneath Hackett. Benarendok guarding him outside. Shot taken. Good by Cadal. 20-19, and the Lions are back up by one. 8:47 left in the first half. Carlson over to Otto. Otto looks inside, can't find anybody. Goes underneath, has the ball slapped away by Hackett. Here comes Delazio. He works against Carlson, keeps his dribble alive. Beats Carlson to the hole, kicks it back outside. Long three-pointer, no good. Long rebound taken by Carlson. Carlson leaves it for Otto. Otto spins around to Carlson in the corner. He has his shot blocked by Delazio. Starters coming back in for Hope. It's Stivey, Gardner, Edson, and Grant all come back into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman, who trail 20-18, 8:13 left in this first half. Long pass outside to Gardner. At the point, back to Edson at the right wing. Looks inside, nobody there. Stivey at the point, over to Grant Neal on the left side. Gardner out in front to Stivey. To Neal in the corner. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. Dudzinski knocked it out. And we got ourselves a media timeout, as the Flying Dutchman trail 20-18, 7:52 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman trailed by 2 points, 20-18 here with 7:52 left in this ballgame. Penn State Barron doing a very nice job defensively. They have forced 7 Hope College turnovers. Flying Dutchman doing a decent job shooting from the field right now, Ron. They're 7 for 11 from the field, shooting 63.6%. They just need to get the ball to somebody that's got an open shot. But Penn State Barron is doing such a good job guarding their the offensive players for the Flying Dutchman, just being right up in their face. They're not giving them any room to move.
No, they're having to get the ball down low in order to get a shot off, and they've been effective with Benarendok in there to get it down to him to get a couple of shots. Other than that, I don't know if we've taken a 3-point. Stivey for one.
Yep.
Out here, but that's about all that we've taken from 3-point territory.
Yeah.
McMahon may have one too.
Yeah, Stivey has attempted one and made it. Carlson's block shot in the corner was awesome from three-point land, and Corey McMahon missed his only three-point attempt. So the Flying Dutchman right now are 1-for-3 from three-point land, but they haven't taken a lot of shots. Usually by now they have 7 or 8 and possibly even 10 shots from three-point land. Penn State Barons guards are very good defensive players and aren't giving them any room to move.
Like I say, I think they're quicker than the Flying Dutchman. The end pass of an Aaron Dog, and he can't hand onto the ball. It got away from him out of bounds, and it's going to go to the Lions.
All they're calling Van Arendock for a foul. A loose ball foul against Nate.
He dove for the basketball and landed on top of somebody down there. I think that's probably what did it. On the weave on the outside are the Lions. Into the corner as the ball gets away from Corneen. Right in front of the Duke crew, and out of bounds, it's going to belong to Hope. So the Lions with a few turnovers as well. And it looks like we may have a little zone defense here that they're switching to. And no, they're back into a man-to-man. Right side, Edson at the wing. Underneath Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk turns, keeps the ball up. And as he brings it down, it's grabbed as he looks around trying to find a way out. And it's going to, I think, stay with the Flying Dutch.
Yes, it is. The possession arrow favors the Flying Dutchman right now. So they will take the ball underneath their own basket with 13 seconds left on the shot clock.
Grant Neal inbounded. Way up on top to Gardner. They want to get that quick little pass underneath of an Arendonk. Edson for three! Alex Edson got his first look about three steps out that three-point line and nailed it. 21-20, Hope up by one. 6:59, DeLazio with the basketball against Gardner. Off on the right side to Noel. Noel drives, leaves it. Corneen underneath Hackett, and his shot is blocked by Van Arendonk, but the big guy is going to pick up his second foul. That is his second. So Hackett will go to the line. And Byers is going to report back in.
And that's probably, he's probably going to check in for Nate Van Arendonk.
Hackett ties it up at 21 apiece.
Not a bad foul to take by Van Arendonk. He slid over to help Stivey out for guarding Hackett, and he picked up a foul doing it.
And Wallace comes back in for the Lions. Second free one by Hackett is good. 22-21. Lions with the lead. A little pressure now on the guards as Gardner works one-on-one at Corneen. Takes it to the right side. Dribbles around to the left. Keeps on going. Cross pass to Stivey. He pumps one up. Off the glass and in. It's good for two. As he made the shot off the move out there. He was a three-point territory. Faked the three. Made a quick step out there to drive. Got him inside and bounced it off the glass. Underneath to Hackett. His shot misses. Stivey with a rebound. Here comes Gardner. Back to Stivey for three. Yes! And a 30-second timeout by Penn State Barron. As Hope goes up 26-22, 6:03 left in this first half, and that brought the crowd to life a little bit.
8 points now for Cody Stivey. Perfect from the field, 3 for 3, and that's including 2 three-pointers. Cody Stivey not playing like a freshman for the Hudsonville native right now, Ron.
Well, he started exerting himself a little bit toward the end of the season out there. Got a little more aggressive and played like he'd been around a little bit before. Sometimes kind of timid, but he's starting to say, hey, I'm as good as anybody out here, and I want to show you.
Something that we've seen from Cody during the season is he's kind of been timid when it taking the shot. Yeah. And right now, he's not afraid to shoot. If he finds gets an open shot, he's going to take it. I think what's interesting about Cody Stivey, if you don't scout this whole college team, you kind of look at him and you think, well, he's a kind of a big guy. We'll let him sit out in the perimeter. We'll let him take the shots. Cody will make you pay if you do that.
DeLazio with a basketball for the Lions. Hope after the timeout on defense. Wallace goes left wing to Corneen. Back to Wallace. Out front DeLazio. Gives it up high to Hackett. Hackett leaves the basketball to DeLazio. 15 on the shot clock. He puts up the jumper. Got it. Worked his way around the left side, just to the left of the free throw line, and nailed it. 26-24, Hope up by two. Gardner works on the top of the key, and we're going to have a touch foul, and it's going to go against number four, and that's Casey Corneen.
That is his first.
And coach is complaining a little bit about Gardner using his forearm. Inbound pass, and Hedson misses the three-pointer as it's picked off underneath by Corneen to DeLazio. DeLazio works in the middle, and you're going to get a blocking foul on Caleb Byers. He complains, and the crowd kind of joined in with him, but there wasn't any doubt in my mind that that was a foul.
He was
stepped
moving
in front of the guy, and he was not set at all.
That's Caleb's second foul, and he'll exit the ball game for Brock Benson. The Flying Dutchman big men are starting to get into a little bit of foul trouble now, as Vanarodok has two fouls and Byers now has two fouls, and Benson will be in this ball game for the final 5-14 with one foul.
And DeLazio's shot misses, rebound cut off, and Grant Neal kind of blocked that man from getting to it, so it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Grant stepped in, played like a football player out there, and just kind of, you know, stood there and got his arms out and kept the Hackett from getting there. In pass to Neal, loses control, and a little contact there, but no foul.
Ball went off of Stivey. That is the Flying Dutchman's ninth turnover of the first half.
Inbound pass to Lazio. Gardner picks him up as he starts on the right side, cut off by Stivey. And gives it Corneen. Corneen takes it to the point. Gardner picks him up. Wants some movement out there of his people. Noel up high to Hackett. Little alley-oop pass underneath to Noel. His shot good. Stivey came up with help side defense, and they got the ball into his man. Underneath Benson. Out to right side. Stivey for three. It's short. Benson with a rebound. Tried to get it to Grant Neal. Instead, it was stolen by Wallace. Here comes Wallace, two on two. He'll slow it down to Lazio. His shot on the run. Yes! 28-26. And the Lions take the lead by two. 4 minutes left in the first half. Stivey on the outside gives it to Grant. Neal into Benson. Back out Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Puts up a shot, then he's fouled. He fired that one up with the intention of getting fouled because that was not a good shot.
Lions foul number 21, Mike Noel.
And
his
first. Foul's going to go against Noel, his first. And another media timeout. 28-26. And the Lions lead the Flying Dutchman. 3:52 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Kind of interesting. The Flying Dutchman, I think, are starting to get used to playing with the media timeouts because they started heading to the bench even before the officials signaled for the media timeout there, Ron. It's almost like they knew it was coming, so they figured they were going to head right off to the bench.
Well, you get used to it after a while out there. They've had probably, what, the last three ball games out that they've had this, and down at Trine they had it, and then the Calvin game they had it again, and then the first tournament game here. So it's about the third day that they've had the TV timeout.
Well, we heard that at the luncheon. I believe it was Coach Morehouse made the comment that the players now were starting to get used to it. Before the players would get kind of like all of a sudden they would hear a timeout and they would turn around and look and see, just try to figure out who called the timeout, and then they realized it was a media timeout, and then eventually they started getting used to it. And the same thing is happening here this evening for the Flying Dutchman. That was like the first time I've noticed it, where the Flying Dutchman are actually heading off to the bench before they even signaled the timeout. We were just given the final score for the Calvin-Wittenberg game from Alan Babbitt. The Knights advance into the second round with a 66-51 victory, led by Tyler Cruz's 19 points and 7 rebounds. So congratulations to the Calvin Knights, representing the MIAA very well in the NCAA tournament.
So Gardner steps to the line. And the left-hand free throw is good.
3 points now for Gardner.
Do we have a second one? Follows the first. We're tied at 28. 3:52 left in this first half. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Cornine with the basketball. Slips and goes down. They'll call traveling up to Wallace. Crossed open side. Nice little pass to Noel, and he puts it up and in. That was set up beautifully by Wallace's pass. 30-28. The Lions up by two. We have Blackledge in now for the Flying Dutchman. As Gardner starts around the right side, leaves it for Edson, out to Blackledge. Back to Edson. Edson goes baseline, has the ball stripped from behind. Good move that time by DeLazio as he stole that basketball. Left side, DeLazio up for three. In and out, rebound comes to Blackledge. Over to Gardner. Gardner takes it baseline, gives it back to Edson. Blackledge up at the top of the key, drives left side of the paint. Tried to feed it back, ball batted away and taken away by the Lions. Long pass ahead, Hackett, slam dunk, and I think he's fouled. Hackett with a beautiful slam dunk, and Grant Neal picked up the foul. So a chance for a three-point play for the Lions. The bucket put him ahead, 32-28, and at the line will be Hackett.
This is Penn State Barons' largest lead of the ball game, Ron.
And that free throw was good. 33-28. Lions on top. Gardner with the basketball. Left wing, McMahon. McMahon drives, picks up his dribble. Back out in front to Blackledge. Over to Edson. That shot's off the mark. Wallace with the rebound. Kicks it over to DeLazio. DeLazio works against Gardner, who cuts him off from driving. Gives it up on the right side to Cornine. Takes McMahon underneath. Shot partially blocked by Blackledge. And knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lions right in front of the Hope College bench. They'll inbound the basketball. They use their setup play. Slap the ball, have some problems, and can't get it in, so a timeout called. And it'll be a 30-second timeout called by the Lions with 2:16 left, leading 33-28.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods that snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Flying Dutchman still shooting very well from the field right now, Ron. They have taken only 16 shots, though, here in the first half. And with 2:16 left in the first half, they have gone 10 of 16 from the field. So
I read someplace out there that what their winning percentage is here with the Penn State ball club is they hold everybody under 60 points. That they've lost very few games unless somebody scores over 60 points.
Well, the Flying Dutchmen are going to have to turn it up in order to get to 60 points by the end of this ball game, because they only have 28 points right now, and with 2:16 left in the first half.
So the inbound pass by the Lions gets it in. Back out in front, DeLazio. DeLazio, Gardner's right in his face. Left side, Carnine fake. Got the ball with a hard pass underneath to Hackett, and Benson reached in, picked up foul number three, I believe.
Number two.
Two. Right?
So now Byers, Van Arendock, and Benson all have two fouls.
Hackett's a good free throw shooter. He has been dropping them in, and he dropped this one in.
Yeah, he's 4 for 4 from the line this evening. Now it's 10 points for him.
Second one is good. 35-28, and the Lions edge away from the Flying Dutchman. Right side to Edson. Edson out front to McMahon. Left wing to Gardner. Gardner in the paint, goes underneath to Benson. He tries to get the shot up, has to hook. No good. Wallace with the rebound. Wallace on the run. Beats Edson to the hole.
Oh, he
puts
traveled.
It up and in, and traveling is called. Edson cut in front of him, threw him off his gate a little bit, and was called for traveling. Van Arendonk comes in for Benson.
Penn State Barron has held the Flying Dutchman scoreless for the last 4 minutes from the field, Ron.
Stivey comes back in, replacing Blackledge. Inbound pass to Gardner, and Gardner's, they just kind of, you know, tease him a little bit with a little pressure. Alley-oops it to Van Arendonk, up high. Right wing to McMahon, back to Gardner. Gardner takes the left side of the paint, has to back out. Alley-oops it underneath Van Arendonk. He moves to the hole, puts a hook up and in. 35-30, five-point lead. Lions with the basketball. Delizio.
Wow. That was almost like a volleyball, Gardner.
Kind of kicked that one out.
Yes. Ball went flying in the crowd. It sounded like a volleyball with a kick from Gardner.
And Caleb Byers will come in, replacing Van Arendonk. All aces on the clock, up there, 35-30. And moving the ball on the outside is Delizio. Back to Wallace. Wallace to the basket. Tried to kick it out. The pass was blocked by Byers, and it was off Wallace, and the ball's going to go to the Flying Dutchman.
A nice defensive play by Caleb Byers.
Little offense-defense now between Byers and Van Arendonk as Coach Neal flips them back and forth.
Well, they need Van Arendonk's offense right now. He seems to be the only one that's been able to get it open underneath.
So less than a minute, Gardner on the right side to McMahon. McMahon back out in front to Gardner. Directs a little traffic, sends Stivey to the left side. Starts his dribble, gives it up to Edson, cross court to Stivey. Stivey can't get the shot, leaves it for Alex. To McMahon on the left wing. McMahon, six on the clock to Gardner. He fires away, hits, no good. Van Arendonk with a rebound, puts it up and in, and it falls. So Van Arendonk puts in two, and we'll have a free one as well. 35-32, 24.9 on the clock in this first half.
That's 10 for VA now.
And this one's good. And Coach Neal wants a timeout. 35-33, Hope trails by two with 24.9 on the clock.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Van Arendonk is scoring the last 5 points for the Flying Dutchman run, and he has contributed quite a bit here in the early going. But the reason why Coach Neal wanted that timeout, he wanted Van Arendonk out of that game. He can ill afford to have Van Arendonk pick up his third foul with only 24 seconds left in the first half. With Caleb, so he brought Caleb Byers back into the ballgame for defensive purposes. So he's going offense for Van Arendonk, defense for Caleb Byers here in the last minutes of the ballgame, or the first half, excuse me.
So he wanted to set up a play. That's why he wanted the timeout with the free throw. And it was only one free throw. So basketball is going to the Lions with 22 seconds left. They'll take the last shot. Lazio on the outside with the weave. Takes it all the way around. As Chase Gardner chasing him, fires the ball back to Noel. Noel out in front and is tipped. And
timeout.
Looks that way as the Lions get the timeout with 4.8 seconds.
And they were a little bit, the players were a little bit confused. The bench called that timeout. Coach Nyland called that timeout, and his players weren't expecting it, so they were a little bit confused. They thought maybe a foul had been called.
With 4.9 left, they didn't have an opportunity. The way they were trying to run the play out there to get a shot off before the buzzer, so he wanted a quick timeout so he could set something up to get a shot off at least.
With 4.8 seconds left, the Flying Dutchman have gone on a nice little run here to cut down the lead. The Lions of St. Bernard had a 7-point lead with 2:06 left in the first half, Ron. And a couple of Nate Van Arendock baskets and a free throw have cut this lead down to 2 points, a very manageable 2 points here at the end of the half.
So the pass inbound and the miscommunication.
That setup play did not work out very well.
Wallace made a break up, and the man throwing the ball, Carnine, threw where he just left and threw the ball out of bounds.
And the Flying Dutchman will have a chance to have a final shot of the first half.
And pressure's being exerted here by the Lions as Stivey will inbound it. Gets it into Gardner. Gardner breaks for the hoop. Into the corner. Edson, his shot is blocked, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hope with 0.4 seconds. Good defense that time by the Lions as they got to Edson in the corner before he could get the shot off and partially or actually blocked it. Alley-oop pass to Van Arendock.
Oh! Perfect play.
They set it up whereby they threw the ball above the basket. But Aaron Dock came along and tipped it in as they had 0.4 seconds left, and they've been working on that, I assure you.
That was a gorgeous pass and play. You couldn't have written it up any better than that. That perfect execution by the Flying Dutchman to end the first half and to go into the locker room tied. That's got to be a really good feeling for them. They've scored the last 7 points of the first half, Ron. Well, it's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are tied with Penn State Barons at halftime, 35-35 in the first round of the Division III NCAA National Tournament ball game, and a close ball game between these two squads. And the Flying Dutchman go on a nice 7-0 run to end the first half to put the Flying Dutchman in a tie. And basically it's going to be the second half that decides this ball game. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Penn State Barons. They shot 53.8% from the field, going 14 of 26. They were 2 for 6 from three-point land for 33%. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line for 83.3%. They had 11 rebounds, 4 offensive, 7 defensive. They turned over the ball 7 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 56.5% from the field, 13 of 23. They were 3 of 9 from three-point land for 33%, and they were 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. The Flying Dutchman have a slight edge on the rebounds with 14 rebounds compared to Penn State Barons' 11. They have 5 offensive, 9 defensive. The Flying Dutchman turned over the ball on 12 separate occasions. Individual statistics for the Lions of Penn State Barons. They're being led in scoring by their big man, Zane Hackett, who has 11 points along with 1 rebound and 1 assist. Nick Delicio has 9 points and 2 assists. Mike Knoll has 8 points and 2 rebounds. Keith Wallace has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Shane Skelly has 2 points and 1 rebound. And Casey Cornine rounds out the scoring for the Lions with 3 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they're being led in scoring by Nate Van Arendock, who's perfect from the field, 5 of 5. He's also has perfect from the free throw line, 3 for 3. He has 13 points along with 4 rebounds. Cody Stivey's right behind him. He has 8 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Ben Gardner has 4 points and 1 assist. Grant Neal has 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Alex Edson has 3 points and 2 assists. Caleb Byers has 2 points along with 1 rebound. Brock Benson has 1 point along with 1 rebound. And Corey McMahon has 2 points to round out the scoring for the Flying Dutchman in this first half. And I see that you've taken a look at the individual statistics, Ron. Very close ball game all the way around.
Yeah, it looks pretty close out there. And you said, I think, early on that they were out-rebounding us. We've out-rebounded them at the half, 14-11. So that's an advantage for Hope College. But looking down a little bit further on the line, turnovers. Hope has 12 turnovers compared to 7 for the Lions. So, you know, a little give and take here as to what you're leading in and what you're not doing a good job with, and that's hanging on to the basketball.
Anything else that has been staying out
the
to
rest,
you?
The rest of it's pretty much the same, you know. Yeah, you got 53% shooting for them, 55 for 56 for us.
There was at one point that the Lions had like almost 10 more shots than we had, and right now it's only a 3-shot differential, so it's very close. Both teams shooting about the same. The rebounding edge isn't very large. Both teams are shooting 33% from three-point land. They're both basically shooting about the same from the free throw line, and you wouldn't be. You look at the statistics all the way around, and it doesn't surprise you that this ball game is a dead knot at 35 at the half.
Yeah, it, you know, it's something you look at the stats and not don't put the score in, and you'd come up with a very close conclusion out here that this is going to be an even ball game.
Well, we talked about this before we went on the air, that this we figured these two teams matched up very well with each other. They have a very similar qualities between the two squads in it, and it showed in the first half. And neither team really ran away with this ball game. Penn State Barron went on that nice little run that they right before with about the 5-minute mark where they were able to hold the Flying Dutchman scoreless for 4 minutes. But then as soon as that happened in the last 2 minutes, the Flying Dutchman scored the last 7 points of the first half.
Well, Hope College out here normally comes off the bench and gets some scoring off the bench, but we only got 5 points off the bench from that group out there. Byers picked up 2, 1 for Benson and 2 for McMahon, so only 5 points, whereas they got 11 out of Hackett, and that's the only sub that they've had in that scored, but they've got 11 points out of him, so they're getting more points off their bench than what we are.
Yeah, and that's something that's kind of uncharacteristic for the Flying Dutchman. What's carried the Hope all throughout the last half of the season has been their bench. Their bench has played very well in the stretch run.
Well, Hackett is, if there's a difference out there that from what I expected, Hackett is that difference. He was not in the starting lineup, but he was scoring quite well throughout the season out there. And he'd come into ball games just like this. He's just under 10 points, 9.2 for the season. And he's, you know, ahead of that at halftime tonight. So he's getting his points underneath with VA underneath as they're battling back and forth.
I'm wondering if they put Shane Skelly in the lineup because of height, not knowing really what to expect out of Nate Mernarodoc. And Skelly's had his issues guarding Nate, so that's one of the reasons they had to bring Hacken into the ball game as quickly
right.
as they did.
He picked up a couple fouls, but in going back to their games and so forth, he has started every ball game. Hacken has not. And so they've used Hacken as, you know, the guy coming off the bench, and chances are good that Scully's gotten into foul trouble, just like our bigs get into foul trouble, and he comes in and does well for them, and Benson just hasn't matched him point total wise coming into the ball game.
While we're at halftime, we'd like to congratulate Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch as they advance into the second round of the NCAA tournament, Ron. The Flying Dutch defeat Wisconsin Lutheran 60-54. They were led by Hannah Dole, who had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Hannah, not usually the scoring person for the Flying Dutch, but tonight she had a very solid ball game. She went 7-for-11 from the field for 15 points, along with 9 rebounds. Maura McAfee was right there with her. She had 13 points and 4 rebounds. And we have to congratulate Maura McAfee because she was named the MIAA Player of the Year for the women. Kind of an interesting thing that not usually going to underclassmen, but Maura McAfee, a sophomore, she worked very hard during the offseason, and she ends up winning that award. And the other award, Defensive Player of the Year, goes to her teammate, Megan Kelly. And the interesting thing about that is those two worked very hard during the offseason together, and their hard work has paid off in that.
Well, congratulations to Hannah Dole, because she's had trouble trying to put that ball in the hoop, and if she gets hot throughout the tournament, that's a big, big plus for the Flying Dutch.
We'd also like to congratulate other players for the Flying Dutchman that were also on the list of MIAA's first team. Alex Edson, named to the MIAA, all-MIAA first team, along with Nate Van Arendock. First time for both those players to make the MIAA first team. On the MIAA all-second team, I wanted to say there was a one Flying Dutchman, but that was not the case.
Ben Gardner.
Ben Gardner, good call. Yeah, I did not. I'm looking down the list. I'm looking for Hope, and Ben Gardner is on there. So three of the Flying Dutchman's five starters are on the All-MIAA team. And I'm going to take a quick look, see if I can find the women's All-MIAA team. And Megan Kelly was on that along with Maura McAfee. They both were on the number one. And on the second team, Brittany Berry, for the second straight year, was on the All-MIAA second team. So congratulations to all the whole players that were on that and to the other players in the conference as well. Maura McAfee and Megan Kelly doing a wonderful job for them to get on that for the MIAA MVP and for Megan Kelly winning the Defensive Player of the Year. That's, I believe, 4 years in a row that a Flying Dutch guard has won that award, as Liz Ellis had a stranglehold on that award while she was here at Hope College.
And she's had a, you know, I'm sure a say in what happened this year as well, because she worked with Hope's guards out there to really give them some of her techniques and things, and really helped out with the coaching of the Hope guards. Now, we don't know who they're going to play until that second game transpires over at Carthage, and they'll be playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's what we do know.
Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Band and streaming online at 92.7theband.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Band and streaming online at 92.7theband.com, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen are all knotted up with Penn State Barron at halftime, 35-all. In the NCAA Division III National Tournament, the first round has begun in the Flying Dutchman. 20 minutes away, Ron. 20 minutes of basketball. It's basically these 20 minutes. The first half is a complete wash, and they start all over here in the second half.